I was thinking about the beautiful readings about angels and remembering a time ago there used to be a show. It was about angels and miracles, and people would give testimonies about how they had been helped miraculously, really, with no human explanation for it. And I remember one in particular that impressed me so. It was about someone, he had been traveling on the Amazon River, I believe, and anyway, it was getting to be nightfall, and his boat had started to be surrounded by crocodiles. He had to come to land, which he did, but not without injuring himself. And he really thought perhaps it was going to be his last night on earth, because he had to spend the night in the jungle, hurt or wounded in some way. So he found a tree, and he sat under it, and he could hear various animals out in the jungle, thinking that they were probably very hungry. And he really just prayed his heart out, "Dear Father, please help me." And shortly after that, he heard this terrific thrashing, and there before his eyes were these huge, some kind of beasts. Maybe they were wildebeest, I'm not quite sure, but anyway, they were huge, and they had long horns, and there was more than one of them. And he was absolutely terrified. And they stopped, and one of them charged toward him. And he kind of buried his head in his hands. But then he said something so unusual happened. The beast just sat down very close to him and very peacefully. And he spent the night there with him. And he said not only did this huge beast keep him warm, he has no doubt that he protected him from perhaps some other hungry animals out in the jungle. And he knew, he said, it was an angel, the angel of his presence, being expressed in this animal, who kept him safe until daylight. And when daylight came, he left, and shortly afterwards, a search party found him, and he lived to tell that story. But this is the power of God, the power of his angels. There's never anything too extreme for his presence and power to be with us, to heal and to save. And I often like to think of that story, and I know there are many others, and I know many people have had experiences, similar experiences, and certainly with voices or the angel voice telling you what to do, when to do it, how to do something. They're always surrounding us. Martha Wilcox says that in her article on angels in her book. And are we aware of them? Are we grateful for them? Are we listening? I'm so grateful for Christian Science, for all that it's taught me about a wonderful God, a wonderful life in him and through him. Certainly grateful to be here tonight.